Gita. Unfortunately, there are so many interpretation by unscrupulous persons, so-called scholars and philosophers, that they have spoiled the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. So we are just trying to present Bhagavad Gita as it is to the world. And I am very happy to inform you, you know, that all over the world, wherever I am going and teaching this philosophy, they are being accepted. So I am also very glad that in this distant place, Hong Kong from India, you are training your children in Krishna consciousness. It is a very good sign. Their life will be very happy. So continue this process. Try to understand the Krishna philosophy. Try to help this movement. I may refer in this connection that Subhash Chandra Bose, you know, Netaji, he organized his Indian National Army outside India. Because in India, you are unable to organize. The circumstances are so awkward. Even Mahatma Gandhi would not allow it. That was his position. So you know very well how Subhash Chandra Bose came out of his country and organized this INA movement, and practically India has got independence due to Subhash Bose's INA movement, not Gandhi's non-cooperation movement. That's the fact. So India has to give something to the world, and that is this Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice, it can solve all the problems of human society. So in India, even our Indians are prepared to help to propagate this movement all over the world. Our government is so nice that they will not allow. They will not allow. Not a single farthing they will allow to come out of India. So there are so many obstacles. But I am working with Krishna consciousness movement single-handed. So it is very pleasing to me that you are taking so much interest. So continue to support this movement spread all over the world, and I am sure people will be benefited. Actually, they are being benefited, all these boys from Europe and America, how they are making advanced spiritual consciousness. You have seen one or two examples, there are many thousands, and they are accepting it very seriously. So this movement is very important movement, and it is India's gift, and I request to all Indians present here to support this movement. Prāvairathaivhyāvāca śreyācaranam sadā ītāvat janvatāpunnam dhīnām yadrīśu. This body, to make this body successful, this human form of body is meant for making our life success. Otherwise, if we remain like cats and dogs, that is not success. The success is atapungli vijasresa varnasam vibhava sanusthitasya dharmasya samasiddhi haritosana. You may remain a Brahmin, varnasama. Varnanasama, as I have always explained. Whatever you may be, you must be within the one category, either Brahmin or Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. In whichever classification you may remain, it doesn't matter. But try to see that your life is successful. Atapungvidijatresha varnasama vibhava. This is an instruction given by Śrūta Gosvāmī to the great learned scholars in Naimisharana, that Atapangvi, this is my dear learned Brahmin, Vijayashrestha, all the members present, they are highly learned Brahmin. So he gave this advice, my dear Vijayashrestha, the best of the Brahmin. Atapangvi Vijayashrestha, Varnasama Vibhava, there are divisions of social order and spiritual order. But one should try to see to, he must try to see that his life is successful. And what is that? Life is successful. Varnasama Vibhava, Sanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhi Harito. You have to see whether by your activity, by your behavior, by your action, Krishna is satisfied. If you try to understand this only one point, that by your work Krishna is satisfied, that's why Arjuna satisfied Krishna by fighting. Similarly, by your whatever occupation you are doing, if you try to satisfy Krishna, that is one. So our Krishna consciousness movement is made for that purpose, and you are already helping, and we shall be very glad that you cooperate and push this movement all over the world. Thank you. What is that?
Prasad.
Prasad. Thank you. In this year. Very good boy. You take some prasad. Take it. Huh? All right. You want prasad? Take it. Oh, this is very nice. Prasad. I shall eat or you shall eat? No, I can't get through.
Some more.
Very nice, Prasad.
It's a joke, right?
Okay. They are not yet come?
Yes, they are putting the luggage. You do not stand
for
losing your
front door.
Oh, they have come? They are loading the luggage now.
No, they have come?
Yes, they have come.
If there is any question, you can ask. On the subject matter of this speech.
Someone gentleman,
he takes care of the punk.
He
puts the punk in the United States and he has a presence here. Oh.
This is Larry
Mack. Who's that? Oh. This is for sannyasi or for ladies? Thank you very much. I'm very glad that you have trained so many boys. Can't do this.
Yes.
Forest
fire.
Forest fire? It takes place automatically.
they read the Krishna book and we ask them questions at the class.
Point five. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it takes place. Therefore, this material world is compared with forest fire. However, you may try to keep yourself in peace and tranquility by your dealings with one another, there will be misunderstanding. And both the parties will suffer. Just like we try to become independent out of the hands of the criticizer to live peacefully, but that Pakistan and Hindustan is still going on and fighting. Formerly, the fighting was not organized. Somewhere in city, some quarters, there was fight. Now it is organized fight with lethal weapons. This is the position of the war. The United Nations is trying to stop war, but the war is increasing. They could not stop the Vietnam War, which is going on for the last 15 years. So, this forest of fire example is there. Nobody wants to set fire in the forest, but automatically, by nature's way, this world is such that there will be fire in the forest, and all the living entities within the fire, they will suffer. Similarly, this whole material world is just like a forest fire. But if we take the shelter of Krishna, then he will swallow up the fire. You have seen the picture, Krishna is eating. Māme vaja prapadyante māyāme tāṁ taraṁ. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi jhīṣā gunamai mama māyā tadasvayā. Māme vaja prapadyante māyāme tāṁ taraṁ. So long you do not surrender to Krishna, there will be forest fire always within your heart. Saṁsāra dāvā nāle dvibhā nīsi hiyā jale. The heart will be burning always. Any big man or small man who has no information of Krishna, his heart is always burning. Sadāsamudha-vignam-dhyāṁ-asad-brahāṁ. This forest fire is like that. Nobody wants forest fire, but it takes place. And this forest fire cannot be extinguished by your so-called fire brigade or tubs of water. No, that is not possible. Suppose there is forest fire. You cannot go in the forest with the fire brigade or tubs of water. Then how it will be extinguished? It will be extinguished. There is a process. What is that? When there is rainfall. Rainfall from sky. That is not in your hand. Similarly, this world of forest fire can be extinguished when Krishna's mercy will fall down from Samsara Dava Nalali Loka. Pranaya Karina Sanana. Therefore the forest fire is going on. And we are trying to draw the cloud of Krishna and pour water. Yes. Very obvious.
Yes. There's one man here from a radio station. He'd like to have a short interview. Is that possible?
Yes. I've already spoken. Have you
definitely? Could you explain the Hare Krishna movement briefly to our listeners?
Hare Krishna movement, this Hare and Krishna and Ram, there are three words that came. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is a prayer addressing Hara. Hara, this word, Sanskrit word, when it is addressing, then it becomes Hare. So Hara means the energy of the Lord. There are multi-energies of the Supreme Lord. They are practically working everywhere. Just like fire in one place, there is fire, but it is distributing the energy. Just like in one place there is sun, planet, and the heat and light is being distributed. The heat and light is sun, at the same time not sun. So there is energy of the Supreme Lord. Those energies, spiritual energy and material energy, they are working. This Hara is energy. We are addressing all the energy of the Lord. And Krishna, O Lord, Krishna and Rama, the Lord. So we are addressing the Lord and His energy to engage us in His service. Please engage us in your service. We are already in service, but that service is not giving us any happiness. So please engage us in your service. That is the Hare Krishna. And another advantage is God is absolute. There is no difference between His name and God. Just like here there is difference. If you want water, simply water will not act. You must have the substance water. Because it is relative world. But in the absolute world, Krishna and His name, Krishna the person, Supreme Person and His name, the same. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. And as we are associating with Krishna, we are becoming purified. That we repeatedly chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you will be purified of your material existence, then your life will be accepted.
One often hears about the difference between Western and Eastern philosophy and religion. Why do you think that Hare Krishna movement attracted so many followers in the West?
The Hare Krishna is neither Western nor Eastern. It is meant for human beings. This Western, Eastern, they are our own creation. God is neither Western nor Eastern. God is God. So anyone who will chant God's name will benefit. There is no question of Western and Eastern.
How can Hare Krishna help us solve our greatest problem?
Because if you are purified, the whole difficulty is that we are not purified. We are impure. Impure means we are thinking in bodily concepts of life. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am white, I am black. These are all designations of the body. We have to transcend the position of the body. Sarvapadhibinirmuktam, tatparatrenam nirmalam. We have to become nirmana, purify your soul, aham brahmasmi, this understanding. When I understand, when I have come to this state, I am pure soul, brahma, brahma bhuta prasannatma, nasotati natangati, namasarvesu bhuti, madhvakti namati param. So this is a great chant, but say, summary, I can inform you that by chanting Hare Krishna, you become purified. And as soon as you become purified, you become happy. That is, you have to become purified. At the present moment, you are not purified, you are all impure. But this process will help you to become purified. So if you become purified, you understand everything. Just like if you are in delirium, out of strong fever, you cannot see things there, what they are. You talk so many nonsense things. So, similarly, we being enchanted by this material energy or this material body, we are identifying with this body and we are unhappy. As soon as we are purified, we understand that I am not this body, I am pure soul, then my happiness is gained.
Can we reach this stage of purification?
Yes, so many are reaching, why not? You see, these American boys and European boys, they have reached purification. They are from the very beginning of their life, they were meat eaters and so many things. Illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, they are daily affairs. But they have given up everything. Are they not purified? They are being purified from sinful activities. Actually, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, this is practical. A practical example. Thousands and thousands of boys and girls are becoming purified simply by following the instructions. So this is practical. If you do, you also become purified. Anyone will do. There is no question of East, West, Hindu, Muslim. We have got students from all camps, the Africans, they are also dancing, chanting, praising. We have got branches in Africa, in Canada, in Europe, in America, in Australia. I am just coming from Australia. We have got two temples. One in Melbourne, one in Sydney, and just yesterday we established another temple in New Zealand, Auckland. So we have got 95 centers all over the world, and each center you will find not less than 25, up to 200 students like this, like Guruji and Prabhu. They are very happily living. Guruji's wife, she was a very famous actress, but she has given up everything. Now she is chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. Thank you. Very good. Come on, leader, come on, leader. Who is your leader? Students, come here, leader. Who is your leader?
Lalu Suresh Deepak.
Come on. Who is Lalu?
Suresh Deepak.
So come on, you take.
Hare Krishna. Hey, 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 hey